So, we, for the benefit of our web audience, our listeners, we've just listened to The Dance by Garth Brooks. And we're using that to ask the question, is it better to love and lose than not to love at all? And this song answers this question. A very powerful song, actually. But before we do that, we need to have a scripture to hang it on. So I'm not just giving you lyrics of songs that has no biblical basis. And so we begin then with Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Famous, that's often read actually at funerals. There's a time to weep. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to be sad, and there's a time to dance. He goes on to say there's a time to build, time to tear down, a time to love, a time to hate, a time to be born, a time to dance. What he's doing is describing what he calls life under the sun, or if you prefer, life on this earth. Everybody who enters this earth, and before they leave it, for the most part, not everyone, because some people have very short lives, but for anyone that has a reasonable length of life on this earth, will go through all of those stages. There's no avoiding it. There's a time to weep, and there's a time to laugh, of where there is tremendous fun and great joy. There's a time to be sad. Maybe, you know, people are moving you away or something is coming to an end, that's coming to an end. And there's a time to dance. There's a time for celebration. You think birthday parties, weddings, all kinds of things that people have, matches that go well. But that's life, isn't it? So it has its ebbs and its flows. And it goes up and it goes down. There's laughter, there's sadness. So the question is, in all of that, is built in this thing of relationships. Of all types, everything from family relationships to romantic relationships to friendship relationships, all of it is tied into life. And in all of that, we have to ask this question. Is it better to have love and loss than never having loved at all? Because love and loss actually go together. Not necessarily at the same time. Just as there's weeping and laughing and sadness and dancing, for those who like to dance. There's loving, but there's also losing. Everybody makes a decision on that question. And people decide that sometimes relatively quickly, sometimes relatively slowly. Sometimes it's in an instant. As they will evaluate, is it better to go this way or better to go that way? So back to the dance and the lyrics, just for a few moments, because there's thousands upon thousands of people out there who know that song and who might necessarily know the verses, the Bible verses. We would know the Bible verses fairly handy at this stage because we have pretty much exhausted that theme of love down through the years. We may not be familiar with this, but we are familiar with the concept of it. Those of us who are of a certain vintage and those who are more younger, we can give them the thumbs up as they head into it, you know, a bit down the road, hopefully. But anyway, the song begins, like most romantic songs, he's looking back at the memory of the dance we shared, neath the stars above. Whatever this was, it certainly was a delightful and a romantic and a pleasing moment. I hope you have experience some of those. And for those who are younger, may it come your way and may it even be wonderful for you. So the dance and the share need the stars above. Okay, it moves on. For a moment, all the world was right. And when that feeling of love comes and that feeling of delight and that those are emotions, everything is fine in the world. It is a wonderful way of describing it. Those who are cynical and who have been badly burnt can destroy that moment in you. But I am telling you, it is a great moment. And savor it for everything you can get out of it. For the moment, all the world was right. So obviously, this is a couple that are in love, are at the beginning stages of it, you know. And then he puts this thing is, how could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? You meet, there's a love, there's a friendship growing there, there's great emotion, there's tremendous feeling in it, and you could never, ever, ever think that this thing could actually go pear-shaped. It seems unimaginable at that stage. But remember what Solomon said, a time to weep, time to laugh, time to be sad, a time to dance. Life under the sun. So he's describing this, and the last thing that is on this person's mind is that this thing could actually go pear-shaped. We move on with him. The chorus then, he says, obviously this is behind me, this stage. No, I'm glad I didn't know the way it would all would end, the way it would all go. Our lives are better left to chance. We would say providence, but we know what it means. But why is that important? I am glad I didn't know the way it would end, the way it would all go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain. And that's where we begin to evaluate. Nobody wants the pain of heartache. But I could have missed the pain, but I would have had to miss the dance. No, isn't that an insightful lyric, isn't it? On one side there was, he could have done without the pain. But in doing without the pain, he'd have missed some of the joy. That's what he's saying in this situation. He goes on to describe, holding you, I held everything. For a moment, wasn't I the king? You know, you meet somebody and they're literally on top of the world. Life is going well for them. It's a time of laughter, it's a time for dancing, it's a time of where they're building. Everything is going great. And he's describing that. Because there's potential in it, there's hope in it, there's all of that in it. Then he goes on to say, if I had only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? Guess what? You know, I might have changed it all. You see, if you know the end and how it's going to turn out at the beginning, you are going to move with the end in mind. And if the end is going to be disaster, you're going to pull out as quick as you can and you're going to limit the pain and the destruction. But the problem with living life under the sun is we do not know the future. So if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say, you know, I might have changed it all. Do you know what he's talking about there? The thing that worked for you, the thing that works against you. It's called self-protection. Self-protection can be a good friend to you. It's a slippy day and you see danger and say, I better go out there, that looks very slippy. But self-protection can be your enemy as well. You can avoid the pain, but you miss the death. So you'd miss whatever happiness or whatever was to be gained from the situation. That's what he's saying. And now I'm glad I didn't know, this is the chorus again, the way it would end, the way it would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I've had to miss the dance. It's hard to imagine such deep concepts within a song, isn't it? Because you probably only hear it for the first time, you may only have heard it a few times. I went to his concert and the song wasn't Grace, so I came back home and I said, I'm going to listen to one of the studio recordings. And I said, oh my goodness me, that is excellent. Anyway, he sums it up this way. So, is it better to have loved and lost than never having loved at all? And this is how the song ends. It's my life. It's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have to miss the dance. So according to the lyrics of the song, and indeed Garth Brooks singing it, it's better to go with the dance, even if it does involve pain. But not everyone would agree with him. Sometimes people would say the pain outweighed the pleasure, the joy, and so I won't get caught again. But what it does highlight for us is that thing of self-protection. Great when it's our friend, absolute disaster if it works against us. And it doesn't work against us, it depends on which way we choose it. So now that I have played the lyrics of those songs, has that helped you in any way to change your answer? Yes. You see, it's easy to answer for somebody else. But the only answer that really matters is to me is my own answer. Now, my own answer can affect others, I'll grant you that. But there's no point in me answering, give you a general answer. Because each one of us has to decide for ourselves. I could have missed the pain, but I have had to miss the dance. That's Mr. Brooks. Quite an insightful song, actually. But we're doing a sermon and we're in the church, so I thought then, go back again. There's a time to weep, there's a time to laugh, there's a time to be sad, and there's a time to dance. That's life for all of us. So is it better to love and lose than not love at all? That decision comes to us many times over in life. This is not just a one-off. I'm not talking here just about a romantic relationship, and although I pray that to go well for you, but it's broader than that. Is it better to love and lose than not love at all? That's the question the Lord posed to me yesterday morning. I was trying to finish off Ecclesiastes 12 to see if I could manage to do something that I rarely managed to do, which is called continuity. Couldn't get it. Woke up yesterday morning, and that's the question that was posed to me. And what came to me straight away was the dance. I could have missed the pain, but I would have had to miss the dance. So is it better to love and lose than not love at all? I suppose since we're preaching, we could go to at least one Bible verse, but I've kept the verses to an absolute minimum because people know this is a decision of the heart more than anything else. If you ask Paul the Apostle, Paul, is it better to love and lose than not love at all? I think this is maybe one of the ways he'd answer it. He's several answers for that, by the way, but this is just one. So we won't belabor it. He would say, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. So if you want to ask that question from a theological viewpoint, from a relational viewpoint, from how you want to please God, if that's what you're into, so to speak, and that's important, then he'd say, continue to love one another. And don't be shortchanging that, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. So is it better to love and lose? And Paul loved a lot and he lost a lot in fairness. Then not love at all. He would say, it's always better to love. And not to love means you're shortchanging others. I'm not saying that to put guilt on anyone, but that's what he's saying. And he's saying, actually, when you do love, you're actually fulfilling the law. Love God and love others. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I have missed the dance. Application. Only one application to this. There's really only one. Because every time you meet what Solomon has described as life under the sun, laughing, weeping, dancing, mourning, up and down, hello, goodbyes and all that, this is the question you're going to have to answer for yourself. This is the question that the Lord posed to me. All right? It's not, is it better to love and lose? That was the first question. But the application question is much more to the point. And it says this. So, will you continue to love, or have you called it a day on love and no longer willing to take the risk? Let me give you an earthly application of this. I've gone out at different times walking Pip, and you know, people always admire Pip. What a lovely dog, what a lovely face. They make no comment on my face, may I say, but just on Pip's face. But over the years, I have talked to people, and they have said this to me, you know, dogs, they're such great company. They're such so faithful, so loyal. You can come in there and be in brutal form, and there's the dog wagging the tail. But then there's life under the sun. There's sadness and there's weeping. The dog dies. And I have met people who said, I can never get another dog. And there's so many dogs out there that desperately could do with homes. And I'm not saying this is a judgment on them, but as an observation of what this says. Is it better to have loved and lost than not have loved at all. They loved the dog, but the pain of losing, they said, I will not go through that again. But that's only just animals, right? What about relationships? Are the relationships of where you have called it a day? I'm no longer willing to take that risk. I'm not saying that in condemnation of anyone, I'm only asking the question. In general, people make decisions on who to love and how to love, or to love in general, based on either the pain it has cost them, or what they'll evaluate what they think they're going to get out of it. And if the pain was too great, there's no way they're going to go back. How many people do you know and have you encountered who've called it a day on love because they're saying, I could not cope with that again? And they're answering the question, is it better to have loved and lost than not loved at all? And some people say, in hindsight, it would be better not to have loved at all. And you and I know people where they close down compartments in their lives. Not all of their life, may I say, but compartments of where a sin is. I will not let that happen to me again. But in saying that, they missed the dance. So there's the cost if you say yes, and there's the cost if you say no. Because that's life under the sun. So will you continue to love, or have you called it a day on love, and no longer willing to take the risk? You put that in with the Apostle Paul, let no death be outstanding. Continue to love others first. Whoever loves others fulfills the law. People make a decision to go so far in loving and they stop. Jesus could have stopped at the cross and said, that's far I'll go. I won't go any further. The Apostle Paul could have thrown away his Bible inside in the Roman prison, say, that's it. I'm out here on my own. There's nobody left. So I'll stop loving. And you'd understand that. Or people say, I have loved and I've had my heart broken. I am no longer willing to take a risk. How many people out there are lonely and isolated today? And I don't say that judging them, but because they were no longer willing to take the risk. How do I finish this sermon? I finish it with a quote. And you don't often get quotations from me. It's not my style, as you well know. This is a quotation from a poet, and he lost a very good friend of his, apparently, in doing a quick research, and the friend was only in his 20s. It was a good friendship, and it was a real friendship. And the loss of friendship is painful. But this wasn't a loss of friendship through immigration, you know. It was a loss of friendship through death. And so he was in the throes of grief, horrendous grief, when he wrote this. And I finish with this. I hold it true, whatever befalls. I feel it when I sorrow most. 'Tis better to have loved and lost than never loved at all. Alfred Lord Tennyson. A word of prayer. Lord, we do come before you, and you have given us this free will. And under the sun, Lord, we all know we can turn it on, we can turn it off, Lord. We can give love, we can withhold it. We can go so far in a relationship, and then, Lord, we can pull it back. That is life under the sun, as Solomon would call it. Lord, we're looking for love of where there is no pain and where there is no loss. But we cannot find it, Lord, on this earth, because it's not to be found. So, Lord, what we pray then is for when those times and when those decisions come before us. And, Lord, there's a great deal of emotion involved in it when we're making those decisions. Lord, this is not just a calculated decision. Lord, there's emotion involved. There may be everything from sadness to regret to rejection. And when that comes against us, Lord, it is very powerful. And the pain is real, as is the pleasure when it's going well. And Lord, many people have decided down through the years, it's better not to love and to hold on to what you have than to love and lose and have to deal with the pain. Many, many people have opted for that, or they have done it sections of their life. And Lord, each and one of us today can decide we may go no further in love. We may have reached the point of saying, this is as far as I'm going. I will not go any further in love, right through until I draw my last breath. And Lord, you will not force us to love. But Lord, should we choose that, and some people, Lord, undoubtedly have and will, they will miss. Yes, Lord, they will avoid a certain amount of the pain and the loss that does come. But in avoiding that, they will also avoid the pleasure, the delight, and the growth that was available to them had they chosen to continue on the path of love. Lord, each man decides for himself, each woman decides for themselves. But Lord, all of this has got to do with, Lord, of where we want to guard our hearts to the point of where we will let nothing touch it. Or, Lord, of where we're willing to open our hearts, Lord. And if there's love, well, great. And if there's loss, we know, Lord, if there's love in it, there will be loss at some stage. But our hope is that we'll be able to say it is better to have loved and lost than never having loved at all. I believe, Lord, Alfred Tennyson was correct. I believe, Lord, that the song Garrett Brooks sang for us is correct. I believe what the Apostle Paul has said is correct. It is always better to love and lose than go the other way. And all of God's people said, amen.